One of the difficult things about taking pictures during the winter months is that you lose a lot of the color and vibrancy that you see during spring and summer and fall. This picture here, and I forget what kind of flower this is, and I've looked this up before, so I should know. And I think I've even had pictures of this exact same type of flower here on the blog, because I took this at a location that I'm almost positive I've taken other pictures at. But whatever this is, I took it in December, and it did not strike me as a good photo opportunity at first, because who wants a picture of a dead flower? But then I thought, you know, you don't see a lot of pictures of dead flowers, so might as well try. I used my D750 and 50mm lens plus 4 filters so I could get a little closer. And I thought it was kind of cool. As I was taking this picture, I took one from above, so I was kind of looking down. And that was okay. I didn't like it as much. So I tried a couple different angles, and eventually I found this one where you've got this flower on the right-hand side that's clearly at the end of its season. And in the background, you can actually see another one on the left-hand side. And you've got this sort of division in color from diagonal, from top right to bottom left, where half the frame is green and the other half is kind of, I don't know, dark gray, reddish, maybe a little bit, which I think is the coloring from a building, maybe Murray Hall behind it. And I kind of like how, even though it's not the warmth and vibrancy that you would get from the same picture in the spring or summer, you still get the sense that there's life here. And yes, this flower is kind of at the end of its life, but that doesn't mean that it's not worth taking a picture of. So I thought it was a fun little experiment to try going out and finding a picture opportunity where there might not be one initially. I took another picture of a rose. And if you click on here, if you click on the picture itself, it'll take you to the Flickr gallery and you can see another picture of a dried up rose from about like 4 feet away from this flower here. I don't know if I'm going to put that one on the blog. In fact, I highly doubt it. But it's too similar to this, but it was a cool little experiment to try, and I would recommend it. This is getting posted, I think, in mid-February here, so there should be plenty of dead things around, dead trees and flowers and stuff like that to take pictures of. And if you're not sure what to do in these cold winter months, take your camera out and see what you can take a picture of. Despite all the apparent lack of photographic opportunities, you might find something like this, or something that is probably a lot better than this, actually, that might be worth photographing and sharing with others.